This is episode 37 of the Leader Smith podcast, and I'm trying something new and experimental and different, and I really hope you like it. If you do, please reach out to me and let me know what you think about it. Even if you don't reach out to me, let me know what you think about it. Thanks. Stay tuned.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leader Smith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so I spent a couple of hours. I didn't think it was going to take this much time. I thought to myself, you know, there's a lot of really interesting material out on Facebook and Twitter. I wonder if I can just like cull some of the more interesting things about leadership that I see on Twitter. And so I went out to Twitter and I started looking for, you know, statements, hashtag leadership, and to see what people would say. Largely, it was a waste of time, but there were some nuggets. There was gold in the dirt. And so you have to get through a lot of dirt to find some real gold. And so that's what I'm going to be doing here, is talking about the gold. I'm going to be looking at a number of leadership quotes and then commenting on them. And tell me what you think. I'm at Darren Gurdis, D-A-R-I-N-G-E-R-D-E-S, on both Twitter and Parler. And if you have other ways of contacting me, just let me know what you think. If you're listening to this, if you think that I ought to do this again, I think if this works, while it's some effort on my part to scroll through and try to find these good examples, I think it's valuable. I think that this might be worth your time to hear what I'm about to go over. So thanks in advance for contacting me and letting me know what you think. Oh, before I get into it, let me give you some of my background thinking. I was just thinking, okay, this will be easy. And then I thought, well, I'm not really seeing anything on Twitter, and I went over to LinkedIn and I saw this great meme. It said, and it was a guy helping, you know, with a backpack on, helping somebody else up the mountain. And the meme said, "Never look down on someone unless you're helping them up." It's such a great meme, and it's very useful. But I thought, you know, wait a minute, let me go back to Twitter, see if there's other things along those lines, little catchy phrases or quotes that would be helpful for us to chew on as we think about leadership. And then shortly thereafter, I got a message from a former student. I had asked a number of students, will you please listen to the podcast? Tell me what you think about this. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. I have plenty of content. That's not my issue. But I don't know if I'm doing something technically wrong. And one student caught me like, hey, your volume's too low. Or another like, why is this music in the background? I had no idea that this other track was laid over. So I'm not terribly competent as far as that goes. But this student's feedback said, look, I enjoyed the leadership and business center topics for May, especially the breakdown of popular quotes that often flood LinkedIn and Twitter. A lot of LinkedIn users post quotes to be relevant instead of realizing the toxic business culture and practices that they may be feeding into. And that's really important. So one of the things that also caused me to go this direction was, in reading that quote, I thought, yeah, you know, there's a lot of really nonsensical quotes out there, like things that just don't, they shouldn't be out there. They're just bad. They lead you to wrong conclusions. And so I'm going to pick those that really resonated with me that I would expand, like if I was talking about this in class, that I would expand upon. First up is Stephen Covey. Now, it's a little creepy to see a Stephen Covey Twitter feed because he's dead. But somebody has a Stephen R. Covey Twitter feed where he's just put there, whoever it is just posting Stephen Covey quotes. Anything that you read by Stephen Covey is worth reading. Just, I mean, whatever book you find by, that's different than Stephen M. R., his son. It's not bad, but it just as a distinction. Okay, accountability. Here's the quote. Accountability breeds response-ability. And what he means by that is accountability breeds the ability to respond. It helps you grow. It helps you become the kind of person that has that's not just passive, but is actually able to do more. And that's a great quote. I think that's in the Seven Habits, but I'm not exactly sure where that's from. But it's good. And as a leader, that's how you need to be thinking about your followers. You need to be thinking about how you can help them literally become more and grow and be what they should be. Okay, the second one, this is from Azure Consulting, AZ, or at AZURE Consult. And The organization is quoting Seth Godin. Seth Godin wrote a number of marketing books primarily, but he's all over the map in business, and he, like Covey, anything that he says is usually worth listening to. Here's the quote. Leadership is the art of giving people a platform for spreading ideas that work. Yes, very often we think about leadership as, here, I'm the leader, you're the followers, do what I say. No, no, no. It's about helping them have that platform on which they can work, where they can spread their ideas, where they can attract followers, where they can grow other people. Give them the platform, and that's such a critical way of thinking about leadership. Okay, number three, Rebecca Howard, FRSA. This is at Tweet Beck Howard, and she posts or reposts a quote. It doesn't have an author name. It's a meme from The Shiny Mind, but it says this: the most powerful drug in the world is kindness. It works for everyone. It's very hard to get the dose wrong, and it's free at the point of delivery. You know, kindness just works. There's no reason that I can see in business where you have to be cruel or hate-filled or a jerk or whatever. Just be kind. I use this quote in class from Peyton Manning, where he's just talking about, you know, it costs the same amount of time to be a jerk or to be kind. So just be nice. Okay, so be kind. All right, so here's the fifth quote. It is from Jack Welch, posted by Spark Health Africa. And Jack Welch was the former CEO, a very famous CEO of General Electric. I remember talking about this quote once before in class. Quote, before you are a leader, success is all about growing yourself. When you become a leader, success is all about growing others, unquote. Now, that is perfect. That is exactly right. And very often, my students will come in not unpacking the differences between the two. There's a significant difference between being an excellent, productive individual and then being a leader. Being a productive individual may get you to be a leader. Like, you might have shown that you are so competent that you have been promoted to being a leader. But now that you're in that leadership position, your whole objective is to get work done through others, to empower them, to make them more, to make them better, that kind of thing. Okay, moving on to the next one. This is Francesco Pecoraro, at Frank Peck O, P-E-C-O-K. He says this, this is quoting Warren Bennis. Warren Bennis is one of the gurus of leadership, like one of the first scholars that was really big in the field of leadership. Said this, quote, leaders are people who believe so passionately that they can seduce other people into sharing their dream. That's a really interesting turn of phrase. So sometimes we talk about having a vision, like you just have to have a vision and then, you know, make people do it. No, that's not it. Kuzis and Posner, I think, improve upon that by talking about having a shared vision. But here, again, leaders are people who believe so passionately, like it's their energy, their desire, their passion. They're so fired up about that, that they seduce other people into sharing their dream, that people are attracted to their dream because they are just so fired up and passionate about it. That is a very different model than what you see many people say. And this is why having a vision stops short. And I emphasize in class Kuzis and Posner's view of the shared vision, because, you know, if you just have a vision and then you just try to foist it on people, it often doesn't work. But if they believe so passionately that people are just compelled to it, not forced, there's a difference, that they're just attracted like moths to a flame, that's when you're leading. Okay, next. This is from Jerry McCann at the_memory_monk. And he quotes this, if you think that you're too small to have an impact, try going to bed with a mosquito in the room, said Anita Roderick of the Body Shop. What a great quote, because, you know, this highlights that leadership isn't just about the position on top. It's not about being the top dog, or if only I was a CEO, I'd be a leader. No, you can be a leader at any level, and you can have an impact regardless of your place in the organization or how big or small you are. Okay, next tweet from at PLink Leadership. Quote, you can do what I cannot do. I can do what you cannot do. Together, we can do great things, said Mother Teresa. And there's something brilliant about that because she's recognizing, and to the degree that you do this, you'll be successful as a leader. She's recognizing she can't do it all alone, nor does she have to do it all alone. But with teamwork, with working with other people's strengths and weaknesses, you can get things done. If I were hiring, I would not hire someone like me. I would hire somebody who loves the quantitative stuff that I use, but I don't relish. Right? I enjoy other aspects of leadership, but that would be my first hire. If I roll back the clock a number of years ago, I was in an administrative role where I had somebody who loved the budget. I mean, loved crunching the numbers, looking at the budget, dealing with that kind of thing. Now, I could do the same thing that this person could do, but what this person could do in an hour would take me a week, and it would give me migraines, and I could get it done. But it's far better for me to simply work with somebody who can actually do this thing and relishes it, and then just move on with the things where I can sing my high notes. So having this humble attitude where you recognize that other people are valuable for reasons that seem strange to you is really important to leadership. Okay, next one, Bob Tide. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. At Bob, T-I-E-D-E. He says this, or he quotes this, it's Peter Drucker that he's quoting. The leader of the past was a person who knew how to tell. The leader of the future will be a person who knows how to ask. Now, I love that quote. That sounds just like Drucker. I don't know where it's from. It doesn't ring any particular bells to say, oh, it's from this book or that book. But Drucker wrote like 48, something like almost 50 books. And so, in the past, you were expected, if you were a leader, to just tell people how it is, and you're, you know, be strong and confident, and, you know, tell people what needs to be done. No. What you need to do is ask. You need to find out where they are, how you can support them, what you can do to make them better, to get obstacles out of their way. But you don't know what obstacles are in their way until you ask. So the key to leadership as you move forward is asking, not telling. Leadership used to come from kind of a military model, and now we have shifted quite a bit to where we're really thinking in terms of, you know, how can we empower? It's a different question. And then finally, this isn't exactly a leadership quote, but I think it's prescient for our times. This is posted by Daryl Black, at D-A-R-Y-L-D Black. And it is a quote by Maya Angelou. And I think it's so profound for where we are right now in our society. It's less about organizational leadership than just everything going on in society. Here's a quote. Hate, it has caused a lot of problems in the world, but it has not solved one yet, unquote. And, I think there's something really right about that. Hate causes a lot of problems. Anger causes a lot of problems. Look at your Facebook feed and see if you feel better after you read it or worse. I waded through a lot of this as I was going through trying to find these quotes today. And yeah, hate's not doing anything. It's just tearing down. You don't want to tear down. Actually, that was the title of yesterday's topic was Stop Tearing Down, Start Building Up. Hate's caused a lot of problems. But if you really want to get to solutions, that's not the path. Being critical, being angry, that's not the path. Start building up. Hate hasn't solved one problem yet. Okay, so I'm at the end of this episode because I try to keep this to about 15 minutes, 10 to 20, give or take. And I would really, really, really like to know what you think about this. If you want me to keep doing these, if you find that these are useful to give you something to chew on, and if so, I'll just have a regular Twitter Tuesday. I might draw from Parler or Facebook or other places with hashtags of or LinkedIn hashtags of leadership. But none of those sound as cool as Twitter Tuesday. So let me know what you think. And if you enjoyed this, and if you enjoy the podcast, just subscribe and you'll automatically have it entered into your feed. Thank you for your time. And I hope that this has helped you become the leader that you know that you can be, the kind of leader that you would want to follow.